Royal Agents of MI6, Books 1 through 3, written by Heather Slade. Read for you by Stephanie Nemeth Parker, Philip Batley, and J. River Pierce.
Make Me Shiver, Royal Agents of MI6, Book 1. Written by Heather Slade. Read for you by Philip Batley and Stephanie Nemeth Parker.
1. Shiver.
Thornton, are you listening?
I turned away from the window where I'd been looking at the dormant gardens of Whittaker Abbey. The land had been handed down, heir to heir, since 1547, when the former Cistern Abbey was taken over by Henry VIII. Shortly afterward, the estate was given to John Whittaker as a gift from the king for his service. As a boy, I'd explored every acre of the forested estate and its gardens, knowing that one day the care and maintenance of the land would be my responsibility. It had seemed a long way off then, not until I was an old man, when my father, the 14th Duke, passed away. Until then, I would remain the Marquis of Wells, and, more importantly to me, a high-ranking agent in the United Kingdom's Secret Intelligence Service, also known as Military Intelligence Section 6, or MI6. "I beg your pardon, Duchess," I answered, looking lovingly at my mother, the woman who had been the guiding force of our family in the months since my father had suffered a debilitating stroke.
"What news of Sutton?"
Like me, my younger brother by 2 years, known to most as Wilder, was employed by Her Majesty's Secret Service. However, he was on the national security side, MI5. I sneaked a look at my phone. "He's expected this afternoon."
"Very good. You and he will get the trees."
My first thought was to ask why the groundskeepers couldn't handle it on their own, as they had even before my father's illness. But I understood my mother was grasping for any semblance of what she considered normalcy. Choosing the trees that would be brought into the abbey and decorated for the holidays was something my father, brother, and I had done together until I'd turned 18 and left for university. "We will do," I muttered, wondering how many trees my mother planned to decorate this year. Was more than one really necessary? It wasn't as though she would entertain this holiday season. Duchess Victoria was the eldest daughter of the Duke and Duchess of Cumberland, and still practised what some believed to be archaic traditions of the English nobility.
"Come, sit with me," she said, holding.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?